This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A massive storm continues to impact about 60% of the U.S. population. AP's Ed Donahue with details.
The conditions include rain, snow, and bone-chilling temperatures.
It is throwing everything at us but the kitchen sink.
Governor Kathy Hochul's state, New York, is feeling the effects. Power is out to more than a million homes across the country. There are rolling blackouts in the Tennessee Valley to conserve power. Thousands of flights are canceled, or in Alexis Goldberg's case in Newark, delayed.
We got to the airport and, as luck would have it, got out of the car and was hit with a six-hour delay.
The severe weather goes coast to coast.
It is super slippy underfoot.
David Sargentson was scraping ice in Seattle.
I took a bit of a tumble when I first got out there to start chipping away at the ice.
Attempts are being made to get homeless people out of the cold. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Paris say that a man who was charged last year with attacking migrants shot and killed three people at a Kurdish cultural center in an assault that appeared to be specifically aimed at foreigners. The shooting also wounded three people. The attack shook the Kurdish community in the French capital and sparked skirmishes between angry Kurds and police. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sounded another defiant tone and note on his return to his nation's capital following his wartime visit to the United States. He said that the Ukrainian forces are working toward victory even as Russia launched new strikes across the country. Zelensky posted on his Telegram account that he's in his Kyiv office and pledged that we'll overcome anything and everything. Zelensky's return comes amid relentless Russian artillery, rocket and mortar fire and airstrikes on the eastern and southern fronts and elsewhere in Ukraine. This is VOA News. $1 trillion spending bill financing federal agencies through September and providing more aid to the devastated Ukraine cleared the House on Friday as lawmakers race to finish their work for the year and avoid a partial government shutdown. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the funding bill is yet another failure by Democrats.
This is a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body. The appropriations process has failed the American public, and there's no greater example of the nail in the coffin of the greatest failure of a one-party rule of the House, the Senate, and the presidency of this bill here.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she was saddened to hear McCarthy's comments.
I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th? Indeed, this is the day of immense patriotism.
U.S. President Joe Biden applauded the bill's approval, saying it was proof that Republicans and Democrats can work together, and says that he's looking forward to continued bipartisan progress in the year round abroad. The U.S. Congress passed changes to the arcane law that controls how it ratifies the winner of a presidential election. The legislation, in an effort to close loopholes that former President Donald Trump and his allies tried to exploit so he could remain president after losing the 2020 presidential election to Joe Biden. The new provision clarifies that the vice president has only a ceremonial role in the process and cannot try to block a new president, as Trump unsuccessfully urged his vice president Mike Pence to do on January 6th of 2021. A federal judge in Miami on Friday rejected attempts by a close ally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, to shield him from criminal charges, ruling Alex Saab is not entitled to diplomatic immunity in the U.S. and must stand trial on accusations of money laundering. The legal fight over Saab's purported diplomatic status was being closely watched by Maduro's socialist government, which has demanded the release of the Colombian-born businessman as part of a furtive negotiation with the Biden administration. Brazil's incoming president has promised to eliminate all deforestation by 2030, which would be a complete change of course for Brazil compared to the last 4 years. President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva takes office on January 1st. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.